Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Deck the halls with balls up.
This is your time.
Yeah, but we didn't get all we needed last Christmas, and now we can.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Let's celebrate Mashramani.
And plan a trip with the kids. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza. Same day approvals. Apply in person or safely online. Plus a chance to win lots of prizes. This is your time to get what you need. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two, pick two.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
It was Mash Day the last time we were in Morondoy, and Monica asked Simon and Pepper to paste EITI jingle competition flyers in the shop and distribute them to their customers. Unique told Divine that she never seems to be in the mood for intimacy with Kevin, who overheard some of the conversation and voiced his frustration. She told him she would be consulting a doctor about the issue. As we return, Coretta and Nadira are at Missy's shop.
Coretta and Nadira, there's no progress in finding this girl.
None whatsoever, Missy. Nobody ain't know nothing.
I hoping it's not the worst. I hope nobody do nothing to she.
Like kill she or bury she.
Father have mercy.
I have a terrible feeling.
Oh, Nadira. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for frightening you.
We gonna find Sharuna. I believe that with all my heart.
Y'all gonna find she. We just have to get fit.
We're not giving up.
Nadira, like you lose little weight, man.
She ain't eating.
I ain't got appetite. I'm taking on Sharuna.
You got to eat, man. How you can get the energy to search if you don't eat?
I begging she every day.
Y'all talk to Deborah? She does help with women being abused, traffic, and things like that.
Yes, we got many hands on deck.
I tell you. Is enough advantage taking upon some women in this place.
Sharuna always been too trusting of people.
That's the thing. Women got to be careful.
I sure is somebody she trusts, and that's why we can't find she.
People just tell women all kind of things to get them to come in the bush. Fool them and tell them they come in to cook or dance. Next thing you know, they are forced into sex work.
All these things we should be talking about. Even some of the Spanish facing the same issues.
Yes.
Listen, we supposed to got a little session at the shop here soon. We gonna be talking to people about the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative, EITI. If y'all ain't find Sharuna by then, You should come.
There's the thing Alonzo and Brian arranging.
Yes.
I want we discuss the issue that affecting women in these mining areas.
Like the violence and harassment. Or the fact that some of them does want fight down women who get into the mining business.
Bingo!
Some of them feel that women bout here is just for sex work or for them to take advantage of. But anybody can work in mining. It's money to be made.
Not many women in mining though.
I wonder how Guyana implementing this EITI thing. Could it help women in mining?
Well, it's all about transparency and accountability.
Right.
The information is about how much money making from mining and how it's spending. So women can better understand how mining affects their communities and advocate for fair distribution of resources.
I like that, Missy. I think too that because EITI encourages participation and inclusion, this could encourage women to speak up.
That's right.
Women could have a voice at the local government level. And they could help with community development.
There you go.
What about training?
That's another part of it.
EITI can help create opportunities for women to work in these sectors. Like me, I got me shop. I just be farm with these people out here and they respect me.
There's the thing with you, Missy. You don't fall for stupidness.
I proud of myself as a strong woman.
I've been encouraging Sharona to go to UG and do a course. She got couple seasick, but she ain't sure what direction she want to go in she life.
I gonna have a talk with she when I find she. Education is the key to success.
And nobody can take that away from you. I always encourage young people for study. And if you don't want to go to UG, do something else. Learn a trade. You know how much money you could make from plumbing and electrical?
Exactly.
And women can do that too.
I gonna talk to Sharona. I just want we find she.
Unfortunately, human trafficking is a serious issue in this country. I don't think we just talk about it enough.
And it's so easy for some young girls to fall in the trap.
Vulnerable young women are being forced into sex work and other forms of abuse.
Poverty causes a lot of social issues.
Sharona keeps saying she wants to help me because she see how I just struggle sometimes.
That is why all Guyanese should participate in this EITI process. With transparency and accountability, it could provide opportunities for many more people and help them out of poverty.
Me and Sharona gonna have a serious talk when we find her.
I hope y'all find she soon, man.
Me husband due home from prison any day now. I can't even be there to give you a good welcome.
What? Greta, your husband is a jailbird?
It's a long story.
I wouldn't take back John if I was you, Coretta. He went to prison for abusing you. What make you think prison change he?
Wait a minute. He beat you?
People could change, Nadira.
Father God, you know I just pray not to encounter certain things in life because I don't want to be responsible for nobody being deceased.
John do a lot of work on himself while he been in prison. I have no reason to believe it's not a better man coming home to me.
All right, dear.
For your sake, I hope so.
It is so. Every day I pray for me husband. I promise myself if he ever take God out he thoughts to put his hand on me again, they ain't got no second chance, no forgiveness, nothing. That would be the end of that. Nadira, try and eat some more food now. You need to keep up your strength.
All right, Coretta, I'm trying.
Hello?
Hi, baby, it's me.
John?
Yes. I just reached home.
Oh, gosh, my husband home. My husband home.
It feels good to be out.
How long you reach home?
I just come through the door, man.
I still helping Nadira for find Sharona. I sorry I not at home to welcome you.
No worries. You do your thing. I can keep things under control until you get back.
They have some money in the left drawer in the bedroom.
Alright.
I can't wait to come home and hug and kiss you up. Oh.
I can't wait to see you too.
I love you, John.
I love you too, Coretto. I'm going on bed now. I need a long bath.
All right, baby. Call me back when you settle in.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
My husband come home!
So you're gonna abandon me and go back to Murundi today?
Who said I here to help you look for Sharona. And I ain't leaving until we find she.
Thanks.
All I want you to do right now is eat. Eat so you could get enough strength to continue looking for this girl.
Sonny, don't forget the bottle of oil and the butter.
I got you, Miss Mortal. I got you.
Mm-hmm. Where is BB? The last two times I came to the shop, I ain't see she.
BB, all right, man. She and Malai help her organize the jingle competition.
Oh, nice. I am looking forward to that.
All right. Well, we got everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what is the total?
Wait. Mia, you see, right?
Is who?
John?
It's John?
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, good afternoon, Jap.
Hi, John.
By me thought you had another year or two in prison, man.
I get out the lorry, man, because of good behavior.
Well, I hope you keep up the good behavior and don't go back to prison.
I don't intend to ever mess up again, Miss Mortal.
Lost a lot of weight, chap.
Keeping it fit. Coretta used to bring food for me most days, but I was exercising a lot.
That's good, man.
Well, I never see inside of a prison, and I hope never to.
John, I hope you really changed it. Putting your hands on women is not the way I change. I used to beat up BB bad when we were young. But I make a decision to change and never hit that woman again.
Ah, well, I don't intend to ever put my hands on Coretta or any woman again.
Is Coretta back in Murundi? I heard she had traveled to Region 7.
She's not back yet.
All right, Mortal, your total is $8,980.
Well, I tell you, this money is nothing when you get it. All right, Sonny, here you go.
Yeah, it's a different time, Mortal.
When you finish here, Sonny, let me get a pound of chicken. You know, Coretta ain't got no meat in the fridge.
Okay.
You mind if I smoke a cigarette?
Smoke? Look, let me hustle out of here, yeah? Secondhand smoke is not good for me.
John, you always used to smoke?
Now and then, but you know, when you go to prison, you just do all kind of things.
Smoke your cigarette when you come out of the shop, man. I is a diabetic. I mean, I really end up with lung cancer too.
Smoking is not good for your health, John. You should try and stop it.
I hear you, Miss Mortal.
Listen, I don't know where you went through in prison, John. And I won't judge you. But I hope you're a better man because of it.
Thanks.
And Coretta is a good woman for sticking with you, buddy. Lovely chicken here.
Every day I just thank God for she.
All right, I'm running now.
Miss Mortal, you want me to help you with the bags?
Sure, thank you.
All right, wait for me. Sonny, how much for the chicken?
$5.60 a pound.
Since when chicken's so expensive?
You miss a lot when you've been in prison.
Here.
All right, thank you.
I got to get a job right away.
I would advise you to talk to Ignatius.
Okay. Miss Mortal, I got you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Y'all take care, man. Nice seeing you, John. Welcome back to Murundi.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.